Hendy Woods is Anderson Valley's only state park and campground. 816 acres of pristine forest, meadows, and old-growth redwood trees make up this local treasure. 22-year-old Polly Bates grew up on her family farm, right next door to the park.
A lot of the trees around here, the redwoods, are second growth now because so much of it has been logged. But this place is one of the few places that's been preserved. So you can actually be among these old beings in here, and it's really powerful. A lot of them are hollowed out, and you can actually go inside and feel the vibration of the tree. And it's just really magical, and there's all these beautiful flowers that come up in the springtime, lots of wildlife to see, bobcats, bears sometimes. Yeah, it's an amazing spot.
Bates is one of the organizers of the Occupy Hendy Woods Action, 3 days of forest occupation to raise awareness about the park, since it's one of 70 state parks slated for closure in California. Lauren Rex is with the state parks.
The original preliminary closure list looked at operating costs and revenue with a number of other factors, and there was a number of parks, not just Hendy Woods, but a number of parks in the Mendocino district that were slated for closure just due to, there's a number of factors in the matrix, but a couple of them were operating costs and actual revenue brought in.
But to people who live in Anderson Valley, the park is an economic generator. Putting up a sign that reads, Occupy Hendy Woods, near Highway 128 in Philo, Bates says the park is an economic engine for her community.
Like, our farm is right next door. We have people coming over all summer who are staying in the park, camping there, and want to come by and get some apple juice, buy some apples, interested in what we're doing. And they use the river there, and then they go wine tasting, and they eat at the local restaurants and shop at the local stores. And it's just a huge source of income for our community. It's super important.
There are more than 38,000 camper nights at Hendy Woods State Park.
Kathy Bailey is a spokesperson for the Anderson Valley Chamber of Commerce.
That compares to our population of 3,200. So you can see that that's a lot of extra people coming to Anderson Valley that will simply not come if they can't camp there.
And that's a major hit to the economy?
It's a huge hit to the economy. The economy will have a very hard time recovering from a loss like that.
Locals like Bailey say bureaucrats are missing the bigger picture by ignoring the local sales tax visitors bring in that keep the local and state economy afloat. And the park deficit is surprising to some, like Ted Holstein, a groundskeeper at Hendy Woods for the past 15 years.
We sure enough take in enough to take care of this park and sustain it.
And how do you know that?
Well, if you got 92 campsites at $35 a night and you're packed all summer long, where's that money going? It's not hard to add it up.
Anderson Valley is a small community. Because of its rural nature, state funding is already limited for public services. So people pull their resources. Anderson Valley has its own volunteer fire department and its own volunteer ambulance service. Last year, the area's rural health clinics lost one-third of its state funding, and the state just cut the county fairground budget. Now lawmakers are closing the community's only state park. For people like Charlie Paget Seekins, Occupy Hendy Woods is part of a larger movement across the country against the failed economic policies of the government.
I also think it's kind of about drawing the line of, like, where does this stop? This is, like, it might be a small thing, and it's important to our local community, but it's symbolic of a much larger thing about what the priorities are with the budget.
Paget Seekins says a progressive tax that taxes the wealthy more than the poor would solve the economic woes. Outside of occupying the park, locals like Bailey are looking for ways to keep it open, including nonprofit and private partnerships. Meanwhile, activists say they will stay at Hendy Woods over the weekend, come rain or shine. The weekend activities include yoga, educational teach-ins, a fire-making class, community meals, a Day of the Dead Parks parade, and more. Christina Onnestad, KMUD News.